I will write it up, and it'll be made public. And if you agree with what I say, then you can use that, you can take that, and you can say, this is the program that we want to carry out.
Is this the alternative?
Yeah. But the umbrella is the best shot, though.
Yeah, well, see if we can buy one from the Japanese. Well, I don't know what the program is, Vincent, but maybe we could stop for a bite to eat and then see if anybody wants to talk after that. Would that be okay? So don't leave the hall. We'll just have a bite to eat and then carry on afterward.
I got to scare it on.
I'm delighted to live in English Bay, and I think this is a great occasion for us to express our views about our life here and about our homes and about our relationship to other people. It's a privilege for me to live here in this beautiful village, and I've been treated with respect. I don't see how life could be any sweeter for me than it is now. And I'm happily married, and I've enjoyed the confidence of my neighbors and friends. And if there's anything that I would like to say, I hope that we will keep our lands for our children. We will not always be here. I won't. I'm older than some of you. And I would like to think that at least when I leave this world, that the opportunity for the young ones will be just as great as it was for me. The land will be here. What they do with it will be their choice. And how we have used it has been our choice, and I'm thankful that the people of English Bay have not ruined the land and ruined our resources, and we've managed as a village to be recipients of so much of God's goodness, and through the help of other people, not necessarily just in this village, but all throughout the world, we enjoy a very fruitful and happy life here in English Bay. And I wouldn't worry about the state government or the federal government or the borough government or AFN or any other organization doing things to us if we are determined to do for ourselves those things that we feel are of our greatest concern, and that's our land and our life together here, and leaving as much of this unspoiled beauty for our children as it is possible for us to do.
Thank you, Mr. Bolsack.
Well, I'm Juanita Melsheimer, and this is the day that we are waiting, and we appreciate that Justice Berger and his wife are here, and also the people that came with them, and sure appreciate what they did, or like they're trying to help us here. But most of us older people don't have education, and I'm sorry that I didn't go to school and went as far as fifth grade, and I had to stay home and help my parents and worked. And but like they're talking about lands, some of us don't understand much, and but we like to hold the lands for the lands that we can't. We don't like to sell our lands like I do. I don't want to sell my land because I've got lots of children, and I have lots of grandchildren, and more grandchildren are coming, and so we don't like to lose this beautiful lands that we have here. And that's all I can say, and thank you all for being here with us. And
thank you, Mrs. Melsheimer. Would you like to add anything?
I'm Irene Ucatis. I've been living here for 38 years, and I was born here. And I don't like to lose the land too, so my children can have whenever I pass away or die. I want my kids to have a good all I have.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm James Kvasnikov, and I'm just very thankful that all of us could be here to help the future and let other people know what's going on, because in 1991 it's not going to be easy to pay for land because of there's no jobs and other things like that. Well, that's all I have to say. Thank you for being here.
My name's Nancy Yetton, and I've been living here in English Bay for 8 years, and thank you all for coming here and sharing all the information that you have shared with us. And thank you to all the elders for sharing all their knowledge of their ways and understanding them. That's about it.
Hello, I'm Kathy Kvasnikov, and I want to thank Judge Burgess for coming over to English Bay. As being a young judge in Canada, I'm glad he took interest in people in Alaska to help us too. Thank you. Mel McCook, and I just, I don't have a whole lot to say. I just want to say thank you for all coming down, and I'm just learning like everybody else is now, so I don't have a whole lot to share right now. Thank you.
My name is Mac Kvasnikov, and I'm thankful for you nice people to come over here for sharing and information, bringing more information for the village here, which I'm really thankful. And I've been living here for 43 years in this village. And when I heard about 1991, I was really scared. I had a fear feeling. I didn't know what's going to happen. And I'm getting little by little information from the people, from you people coming in here, sharing. And I'm myself do like I'd want to lose this land here. What we got from God is what we're using. We're sharing it today, and I'm grateful about that. And it's not for me only; it's for my kids also. My kids growing up, a new generation, in the, you know, growing here in the village. Those people later will look up our pattern, how we used our land, and they're learning every day from us. Hopefully, they'll have a stronger, towards the land, our land, native land. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Maybe we can ask Vincent just to speak before he started.
Eat the dessert same time.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm very thankful that Judge Berger came and his wife, Babe, and Carol and I, Jim and Jim Sennett, and whoever came with you. I'm very honored. And I'm glad that you came down here and give us information, share with your deals with the Anska, and I sure appreciate it. I'm very honored to have you down here today. Thank you very much.
Well, just let me thank you all for coming and to say that I did learn from you today. Every place I go, I learn something new, and the picture starts to come together. And I'm sure that by the time I'm finished my travels in Alaska, I'll be able to write a report. And I promise you, it'll be written in everyday language so you can read it. And I'll send it to you, and I hope it will help you to sort out these questions that ANCSA has brought up. And what you told me about English Bay and what I've seen, and what you told me about your concerns, it all helps me to make up my mind about what I'm going to recommend to you. So thanks very much. We should also say, and I speak for my wife and everybody that came with me, that we sure appreciate the meal that you just that we just had, and we really enjoyed it and want to thank you for that. So we'll be seeing you. This is all my lunch.
Thank you.
Hey, Chet, don't forget I paid you so.
Well, I hope that worked out.
Yes.
Did you, you got
yeah,
audio?
Yeah, we got good sound.
Oh, good.
You're changing.
Well, I've done a lot of work in television, most of it for public television in Anchorage, and I guess maybe because I'm in radio, I'm a lot more sensitive to it. You know, on television, you've always got something there in front of you. The sound isn't as important. But
yeah.
It can be so effective when it's used well. Yeah. I really am big on sound on television. I like to do the ambience, and mixed soundtracks, and the whole bit.
Well, it's hard to do when it's live, too.
Yeah. There's limitations on that.